Let's dive back into the sugya, Rabbi said. So once again, the Gemara asked a shaila. The Gemara tried one answer, and then the Gemara gave a final maskana. The shaila was maskir bayis lachaveru b'arba asar, and that is key. It became more attuned this morning of the course of Morning Seder to the nuance of the opening shaila. That was a shaila they asked from Nachum by Yitzchak. Maskir bayis lachaveru b'arba asar. Renting a rental on the 14th, who's chiv bedika? Chiv bedika on the landlord, chiv bedika on the tenant. The landlord owes the chametz, the space is now the tenant's. Where's the chiv bedika? The Gemara initially tried to pin it on the tenant, on the socher, based on the analogy to mezuzah. And the Gemara said, no, mezuzah is unique, mezuzah is different, mezuzah chovas hadar. But Mehecha Tesi that Bedikas Chametz is Chovas Hadar. As Rashi had explained, Mezuzah Chovas Hadar. Rashi had said the Havamina was that we could shtel tzu Bedikas Chametz to Mezuzah. The Havamina was that we could draw an analogy between Bedikas Chametz and Mezuzah because you see that Bedivrei Mitzvah, in the world of Yisra Vehetra, in the world of Archaim Yerodeya, The practically speaking, the functioning balabayis for divrei mitzvah for archaim yardeya is the socher. So along the lines of the idea of schiras kanya, which is going to come up later, that for mitzvah purposes, so we see the socher as the balabayis. That was sort of the way we had generally approached mezuzah. And Rashi explains that the response was a much more nuanced, targeted understanding. Mezuzah is not just generally divrei mitzvah, but chovas hadar means Rashi specifically two things. Now, when the shmira benefit accrues to the socher who lives there, primarily, maybe the shmira of mezuzah may protect the property of the maskir, but in terms of the person who's protected is a socher, so it makes sense that he should have the obligation to put mezuzah, and the whole structure, not only of the supernatural shmir of mezuzah, but in terms of the halachically speaking, the mitzvah of mezuzah is mugdar, as we spent time on last year, mugdar and biascha on the knis of yitziah, the traffic, the walk, the use of the room, is the traffic in and out of the room, is that of the socher. So that doesn't prove anything about any other area of halacha. It's mezuzah specific, and then we ultimately answered with a braisa. That's Rav Nachman Yitzchak's ultimate response. I have a brisa, maskir brisa chaveru, mesiras mafteches. So, and again, the closing brisa had left us wondering, okay, I have a tshuva, but I'm not sure why. Why is that, then? That we didn't explain. And it seems like it's a twist. The shaila had been, is it A or is it B? And the answer was, well, C, or yes, or five. Yeah. Shaila was maskir because chamir day, or socher because it's makam shalom, isur birshu sekai. The answer is, well, mesiras maftechas. What is that exactly? So going back to the opening shaila, which again also had been challenging, what do you mean chamir day? We saw Tosfos. We left off last time with Tosfos. Tosfos said, "Don't tell me that it's actually a question of whose chametz it is," which is what the Gemara sounds like. That's the argument for the maskir, yeah? Because then Tosfos raised the question of. Then why does it matter whether the maskir be a dal, maskir be a gimel? Either way, the chametz belongs to the maskir. And Tosfos is assuming the shayla is limited to maskir be a dal. That's the language of the Gemara. Moreover, we raise the question of why doesn't the Gemara raise, instead of asking about the din drabana b'dikas chametz, ask about the din daraisa of b'ayra b'matzeh. So Tosfos had explained that the Gemara is really talking about not whose chametz is it, but chamir didei means who has the chi of bedikas chametz? If the schiris only kicked in after you dalit began, maskir b'yis chaveru, be you dalit, so the chiyuv dikas chametz in the first moment of Leil Yudal was already chal on the maskir before the rental began. So the question really for Tosis is a question of transferability. Once the chiyuv is chal on the maskir, can it transfer over due to a subsequent rental to the socher? That's why Tosis said, unlike Rashi, it was a very specific tzushtel we tried to make to mezuzah. Mezuzah also originally was a chiyuv on the balabayis, and then he rented it out. And you see, it does transfer. To which Gemara answered, Chovas Hadar. Tosis said, Kolomard, Chovas Hadar means specifically, not so much there's a good savara why the chiyuv should apply to the socher, but Chovas Hadar is explained why until the schiras occurred, it's not that the masker was initially chayiv. No one was chayiv because no one lived there at all. That was Tosis' approach. But as we said, the challenge is, number one, the Tosis' approach is rooted in their assumption that Bedikas Chametz has to do with a consyug to achila back on Daf Beis. So Mimela, we don't really care who owns the chametz, but according to Rashi, it has to do with Bayabai Matzeh. We do care who owns the chametz, which highlights Tosis's opening kasha. So why would it be Pashat that Maskir B'Yud Gimel is a chiyav on the socher if Chamir Didei of the Maskir? And the whole Chamir Didei is a little bit, the language is, it's a very lavdafka. That was the last kash we left off with on Thursday. It's very lavdafka. Chamir Didei just means it's his chiyav b'dikas chametz, not his chametz. Again, according to Tosu, you understand, ownership of the chametz is irrelevant to b'dikas chametz. B'dikas chametz has to do with achil, which has to do with access to the chametz. Who might eat it, not who in theory owns it. But Lefi Rashi, that should not be the way. And Taka, what would Rashi say? So let's take a look first at Rabbeinu David and his perspective on the beginning, on the Shaila, and then we'll move to see how the Rishon deal with the Maskan of the Gemara. David says something gewaldic. He asks the Shaila, number one, you have the Rabbeinu David in front of you, Rabbi Isai. He asks the Shaila Beferish. Page Gimel, Psachim Davdal and Aleph. He says, what type of question is this? You're only asking about B'dikas Chametz. He says, number one, what do you mean? Whoever owns the Chametz has a Chiyuv B'dikas Chametz. By Rabbi Matzeh. Again, that's working with Rashi. That B'dikas Chametz is a Din Rabbanan that's meant to solve a problem by Rabbi Matzeh. So, of course, why would it be the Socher's Chiyuv? He says, I don't even understand the Havamina, and so that's the Maskana. Why would there even be a Havamina that's the Socher's Chiyuv? And certainly, how could it come to Maskan that it is sometimes the Socher's Chiyuv, but it's not his Chametz? Again, if you take a Rashi approach, Rashi and Davbez, that B'dikas Chametz is meant to solve Barba and Matzeh, so who cares who lives in the house? Yeah, Jackson?
But Rabbi, doesn't Rashi say by Chovas Hadar that it's not talking about
Bali,
right?
Bali
Matzeh?
Ah!
Talking about, like, Derabaran?
Very good, very good. Even Rashi have to say that. Again, very good. So we're headed towards that. Rabbi David's going to unpack. Rabbi David's laying out kashas according to Rashi's thinking. He's trying to solve it. And Jackson's pointing out there is something going on that Rashi, very good. The Rashi of Chovas Hadar. He points out, well, Mindaraisa must not be an issue, which is what you have to say. I mean, David's going to unpack that. Very good. And again, he asks the other question also. I mean, I'll come back to David. Why are we asking about a Shaila Drabbanan who's Chayvim Dikas Chametz when I ask a Shaila Daraisa? If we don't get rid of the Chametz, who stands to violate the Din Daraisa by Rabbi Matzah? So to that, he says, Ha'em is Bezeh. Shezeh Chametz ain't over by Rabbi Matzah, lo amask v'lo asocher. It must be. This brings us back to Jackson's point. It must be, says Rabbeinu David, from the fact we didn't raise the Daraisa issue, it must be that there is no Daraisa issue. That's why we only raise the Drabban issue. Okay, it's a logical conclusion. Now again, according to Tosis, that's easy. Because if Dikas Chametz is meant, if the Daraisa basis for the Drabban of Dikas Chametz is Achila, okay, as long as no one eats it, no one has violated the Daraisa of Achila. But according to Rashi, the basis for B'dikas Chametz is by Rabbi Matzeh, is ownership. So someone is going to violate ownership. Someone, if we don't get rid of it, someone's going to own it, and we know who that is. It's the Maskir. Says Rabbi David, wrong. You're wrong, says Rabbi David. actually, the no one is going to vibe by Motzei. Hayitachi, what do you mean? But the chametz belongs to the masker. I'm a Jew. I have a house. I have chametz in my house. And then I rent out the house to someone else. So how could it be? I still own the chametz. If no one gets rid of it, how could it be that I don't violate Bali Yirah, Bali Matzeh? Says Rabbi Yehuda, something that first looks a little mysterious. No one violates Bali Matzeh. Zeh mishe'enu shelo v'zeh she'enu birshuso. This one doesn't violate the chametz because he doesn't violate Bali Matzeh, he doesn't own it. And the other one because it's not his rishus. What does that mean? Shahasocher hazek far nikno habayis l'schiris. Because of Shtar Chazaka, this renter already was kohen of the house, not for ownership, but as a rental, using one of the kinyanim of karka, kesef, shtar, or chazaka, from the Mishnah near the end of the first parak of Kiddushin. Those are the three major kinyanei karka. If I want to buy karka, I make it mine through either kesef, paying for it, or shtar. We have documentation delivered, a shtar mechira, or chazaka. The buyer steps into the property and acts as an owner. He improves the property in some way. So here he didn't do one of those kinyane karka to buy it, but at least to rent it. The house is already his. The space is his. He goes on to say, Kamrin Lakaman. But I mean, David goes on to say, we're going to get to this further in the sugi of Davheim and Bez Davavam and Aleph, which he quotes from extensively in the next 10-15 lines, because he's going to get into Bayra, Bayi Matzeh, what do you do when the chametz is in someone else's property? Because it says, we'll see there more that by chametz in particular, schirus matters. It could be then generally schirus lo kanya, it could be generally the renter is not considered to be the owner of the space, but shani hacha da apkechman balash lo yimatzeh. The language of the Chumash by Chametz in particular is it shouldn't be findable, shouldn't be accessible. Me'achsha Chametz hu birshu so shal socher ein ha-masker over by Rabbi Matzei afapisha Chametz shelo. Wow. So Rabbi David says, what's going to emerge from that sugya, in a moment we'll expand our view a little bit to Bava Kama, is that in order to violate Rabbi Matzei do'oraisa, you need two things. You have to own the Chametz and it has to be in your domain. It has to be in your reshus. So if it's not in your reshus, then it's not yimatse, it's not nimsa to you, you don't have access to it. And if it's not yours, so that's why the maskir, the landlord, no longer violates by Rabbi Matze because the renter already took over the property. And the renter doesn't violate by Rabbi Matze. Kol shken shasocher, sheno shalo, eno overalav, api shibreshuso. The socher certainly doesn't violate by Rabbi Matze. I mean, the chametz, any leftover chametz, the box of Cheerios from last week that belonged to the maskir, so it's true it's in the socher's reshus, but it doesn't belong to the socher. So he says you need both. That's what Ibn Dab is reading the Gemara later. It has to be shalo ur birshuso. And you had a chance to see that sugin bavakama daf samach tes. That's a very important yesod. There the Gemara, the language Rabbi David is using of shalo and birshuso, as opposed to zeh mipnei she'enu shalo, the zeh mipnei she'enu birshuso, you learn that Gemara in Bava Kama, you realize that's where Rabbi David got this language from. Zeh she'enu shalo, zeh she'enu birshuso, what was going on over there? What did Rabbi Yechon talk about in Bava Kama, Rabbi saying? What was his example? What was his scenario? What was his nafkamina? Yeah. I have someone who, an item was stolen. An item is stolen. So Reuven owns a goat, and Shimon steals it. Reuven owns a bike, and Shimon steals it. Reuven owns a car. Reuven owns a laptop, and Shimon steals it. So the Gemara says that there are certain aspects of, or there are certain ramifications, expressions of ownership that neither one has. You want to sell it? Nothing doing. You want to be makdish it? Lebeta kabayis, dedicated, pledge it to the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing doing. Neither one. Neither, it's a Shimon. Shimon cannot sell it, the ganav, but Reuven, the rightful owner, also cannot sell it. Shimon cannot be makdish it, but neither can Reuven. Why? The Gemara says, Zev ipnei she'enu shalo, Zev ipnei she'enu b'shuso. Shimon the ganav can't because it's not his. How you sell something that can't sell the Brooklyn Bridge? I don't own the Brooklyn Bridge. So Shimon stole an animal. Shimon stole a bike. Shimon stole a laptop. Of course, Shimon's not able. I mean, he might pretend to sell it. He might defraud Levi by convincing Levi, this is mine, I'll sell it to you. But that's Viter Geneva, and Levi doesn't own it. Shimon is not empowered to transfer ownership to Levi because Shimon himself doesn't know. So that doesn't surprise us so much. What does surprise us is that Reuven also cannot. Reuven also is limited. Reuven also is not able to transfer ownership, neither to another person, nor to the Beis HaMikdash Incorporated. He cannot be makdish it. Why? Zev b'nei Shem b'shul. Shimon cannot because he doesn't own it. The Zev b'nei Shem b'shul. So Reuven cannot because it's not in his reshus. It's not in his reshus. And there are other assets. That's interesting. Reuven is limited. What do you mean? But I own it. So now I'm a victim of theft. So why can't... As though I lost part of my bilis. And there are other nafkiminas there. It's, and this is in Bava Kama, Perek Meruba. The seventh Perek of Bava Kama is all about kefel. The din that if you have a geneva, a burglary, specifically a burglary, like a breaking or entering, someone sneaks and steals. So if we catch the thief, catch the burglar, as we know, last week's parsha, he has to pay, and he has to pay back kefel. We catch him, specifically it was a ganav and not a gazlan, so if we catch him, he has to pay back double. To whom? To the owner. And the Torah says, you have a shomer, you ask me to watch your item, and then a ganav steals it from me, so if we catch the ganav, he's going to have to pay back kefel to you. So Gemara says that's only because it's still in your reshus. I'm your shomer, so apparently I am my reshus, being that you asked me to be your shomer, my reshus is an extension of your reshus. It's still in your reshus because I'm watching it on your behalf. So if it was stolen from the Beis HaShomer, which is the equivalent of the Beis HaBalbayis, Beis HaOwner, so then the ganav has to pay kefil. But if the ganav, but if it wasn't Birshuscha, because Shimon already stole it from you, then Levi steals it. Levi doesn't pay kefil; he has to give it back, because it wasn't stolen. It wasn't Birshus Bal Habayis when it was stolen. So what you see is from dinam of being makne to others, or being makdish, or chiyav kefil, it's only considered to be fully shalot. This is the way Rav Shechter says it over, based on I think Reb Chaim. The Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us in Daf Samech Tes and Daf Ayin in Bava Kama that full ownership is Shalo u'Birshuso. Full, a Bailus Gemura, the complete Bailus, is when not only I own it, but it's also in my possession. It's I have access, whether it's actually in my backyard, or at the very least, as is actually the example in Parshas Mishpatim, it's in the backyard of my Shomer. But I asked someone to be a shomer. You agreed to be my shomer. Right? We have, like we were discussing last week, some of the in Mishpah, some of the yisodos of Shmira. So if you agreed to be my shomer, so then Beis HaShomer is considered to be Rishus Bal Habayis. But if it's not in Birshusi, even though it's Shali in the narrow sense, it's not considered Shali in the full sense. Shalo ve'ener Birshuso is not Shalo Gomer. It's not Bailus Gemur. It's an incomplete Bailus if it's not Birshusi. That's why I cannot sell it if Shli Ve'en Birshusi. That's why I cannot be Makdash if Shli Ve'en Birshusi. And that's why if someone steals it from me when it's no longer Birshusi, then I have the right to get it back, but I do not have the right to collect Kefa. And that, Rabosa, now that you see that Sugin Bava Kama, you look back at Rabbeinu David, Gishmak! Super geschmack. He says that Rabbi Yisai, Bava Kama Samech Tes, Bava Kama Daf Ayin, gives us the lens through which to appreciate Psachim Daf Dalet. Says Rabbi David, that's what's going on in our sugya. Says that's the side of our sugya. Is Bar Rabbi Matzeh. He says it's going on Daf Dalet when he says when it gets to it more in Daf Hei and Daf Vav. Says And why the Gemara only handling with Bidikas Chametz Drabanan? Why didn't the Gemara ask Masker Bayis Chavero if no one takes care of it? Who's on the hook for Bayrabai Matzeh? Rabbi Nadav said, nobody. Why? Because it says, Bayrabai Matzeh Doraisa involves, requires that Shalo Ubershuso of someone. It has to be Shalo Ubershuso. So here it's not, it's Shalo of the Maskir, but it's Bershuso of the Socher. As an aside, you'll say, aye, but the, isn't the Socher the Shomer on behalf of the Maskir? I don't think so. The Masker did not intend to leave behind Chametz. His Socher did not notify the Socher he's leaving behind Chametz, and the Socher was not aware that there's Chametz. Right? So maybe that's maybe the Socher is the Shomer on the furniture that we could discuss. Maybe there's a painting hanging on the wall, the Socher, which belongs to the Masker. Maybe the Socher is a Shomer in the painting. But Pashur Pshat, he's not a Shomer on the Chametz. Neither of them thought there was chametz. That Torah wasn't part of the deal. That there's a chametz we forgot under the bed. There's a box of Cheerios. There's a box of donuts. That was a box of Entenmann's cookies. That wasn't part of the deal. So that's luchora. Why I think you have to show that too. So the socher is not a shomer on the chametz on behalf of the maskir. So it's the chametz is shalo of the maskir, but it's birshuso of the shomer. And then Rabbi David says, The Gemara is so geshmak, Rabbi said. The language of the Lord is beautiful. We only ask about the drabanan shaila of Bidikas Chametz because there is no daraisa shaila. And as a matter of fact, even the drabanan shaila, look at the language of the Gemara. It's gorgeous. We said, well, the Chametz is his, but the Rishus is his. It's in his, or more precisely, it's in his Rishus. That's mamash atut stadim the Gemara. Chamira di dehu. On the other hand, isur birshusei kai. We didn't even say the rishus is his. The isur is in his rishus. So the chametz is shalo of the maskir, but the chametz is birshuso of the socher. Boom! That's the shaila. So Rabbi Nadav goes on to explain. It will be kedai, by the way, to chazes Rabbi Nadav, b'li neder, when we get to Dav Heidavav. We'll appreciate Rabbi Nadav even more then. So he says near the bottom of Amud Yud Gimel and Redav. Afa pisha b'din Torah kachuk kamo shamar. No, mea Torah. There is no shaila. Mea Torah. Einachem em over love. No one violates Baruch Matzeh. But chalim gazru beer on kol chametz shel Yisrael. The b'mi drabanan. There's a din of beer. Meaning bedika and beer on any Jewish chametz. Says even if it's in the even if a nachri is watching on behalf of a Jew, it's also achar pesach. Mea drabanan. I'm not allowed to retain possession of chametz even if it's in John Brown's house. I have to actually sell the chametz to John Brown for it to be mutter l'achar Pesach. Chametz shel Yisrael bebeis nachri is going to be a problem. Even l'achar Pesach is going to be chametz shalom Pesach, which means clearly that at least midrabanan, I'm not allowed to own chametz over the course of Pesach, even if it's in a nachri's house, and certainly if it's in another Jew's house. So midrabanan, this is an untenable situation. Min ha-Torah, if the chametz of the maskir stays in the bayis hasacher min haTorah, no one violates Rabbi Matzeh, says Rabbi David. But midrabanan, it is a problem. And therefore, midrabanan, you got to do bidikas chametz. And then, and as he puts it, he says, we'll talk about this more. But ilam meimer kaman. Later on, we get davav. Rabbi David says, well, we'll dig into this some more. That there is a drabanan issue here. And then the question is, who's on the hook for that? That was the shaila. Masker by Zchaver Abrosa min hadin ain't achaman overlove min hadin min haTorah. No one violates anything. That pnei shein shal, that pnei shein brishuso. The yadano, but we know that ain't chacham manich and chametz shal shal is buyer. Midrabanan Chazal would not allow the chametz of a Jew to remain extant in existence over Pesach. Midrabanan has to disappear. So Bekan, in such a case, Ami Hitrichu Lev Doglever. Who has this Tircha? Who did the Chametz give this Drabanan Dick a job to? This guy who owns the Chametz, or this guy in whose Rishus it is? And the answer is Mesiris Mafteches. Oh, okay. So, what have we seen so far? We're dropping a Ben Dov in the middle. We'll come back to the Maskan Vesug in a moment. But what do we have so far, Rabbi said? So far we saw two approaches to understanding the Shaila. which again are rooted really in two approaches to understand Bdikas Chametz, the whole Takana D'Rabbanan Bdikas Chametz. Tosfos, again, Lishitaso, based on what he said in Daf Beis, Tosfos thinks Bdikas Chametz is all about Achila. It doesn't have to do with ownership. And then Tosfos said a Geshmaka reading the Gemara. Really, that he understood even the words chamira di day is really lavdafka. It doesn't have to do with that. Well, who owns the chametz? Who cares who owns the chametz? The isra of eating chametz doesn't depend on who owns it. It's the same isra of eating chametz where they eat my own chametz, I eat your chametz, eat a non-Jew's chametz, or eat hefker chametz. If you're talking about eating, ownership is irrelevant. So Taisit, the girl's right, not talking about ownership. Chamira di day, that means whose chiv bedikas chametz is it, not who owns the chametz, which is a very, again, a bit of a stretch, a dohak in the words, but Taisa says, then the rest of the Gemara is super geschmack. It's a question about that. They have a din d'rabbanan b'dikas chametz. So what are the mechanics of that chiyuv? Can the chiyuv shift over and transfer from one party to another once it's already begun or not? Okay. And Rashi said, again, Jackson pointed us to that Rashi in Dilmas Chovas Hadar, who said, we're not dealing with Daraisa. Again, Rabbi David said, we're not dealing with Daraisa because there is no Daraisa by Rabbi Matze, because Zeb Pnei Shein Shalv, Zeb Pnei Shein Bershusa. Rashi has a different twist. He says, you'll do Bittul, which again is consistent, by the way. It's Enu Bershusa, you could do Bittul. That goes back to our discussion about Bittul, which again is, we already spoke on Dav Beis, and it's coming up again Dav Dal on the Beis. So he says, you'll be mashuvle ka'afra mamish rash l'shitasa. You'll do bittul. So Meditera is not a problem. And it makes sense again to do bittul. It's not pershuso. Rabban hu datzroch bedika, but Chazal said bittul's not enough. You gotta do bedika. V'hashe ki agav ni bayil. Now I want to know, torach ze al mi mutal. Who has this tircha? Upon whom was this tircha placed? Which is, you'll notice, very similar to the language of Rabbeinu David that we just read. Who were Chazal Matriach? This almost identical language. Obviously, Rabbi David is coming from Rashi. Right, so again, either by Rabbi Matzah is really the issue, but here it's not a by Rabbi Matzah problem in a Torah. So we all know this sort by Rabbi Matzah drabanan of Chametz Shel Yisrael Shelo Bershu. So how does that prove? Who has the din drabanan of Dikas Chametz here? And Rav Tosa says, no. It really should be whoever's there, because again, it has to do with Achila. Tosfos never mentioned Achila, but that presumably is in the back of their minds. But it's a technical question. It really should be the Socher's. See, for Rashi, the starting point should be the Maskers, as his Chametz, on the hands, Ena Bershusa. Right? For Tosfos, the starting point should be the Socher's issue, because he's the one who's there. He's the one who has who's concerned I may accidentally eat this Chametz. But maybe since the Chiyuv began on the Masker, it can't transfer over. Okay, so now we appreciate the Shaila. Two different perspectives of what was the Shaila. And now let's come, Rabosai. Questions, and then let's shift to understand the Maskana. Okay, no questions for now. Give you another moment to unmute. Send in kashas on the chat. Okay, good. So that's clear. Two different approaches to what the Shaila is, which Mimela, by the way, are two different approaches in the middle of the Gemara that we already spoke about. How do you understand Mezuzah Chovas Hadar? Tosfos had a fancy approach to Mezuzah Chovas Hadar based on their assumption that the whole Shaila was about transferability of Chiyuvim. Could it be that originally it was the Chiyuv HaMaskir? Could Schiris then take a pre-existing Chiyuv and move it to another person? To which Tosfos said the answer was, well, Mezuzah is different because originally the Maskir wasn't Chayiv. Originally no one was Chayiv until someone moved in. Okay. And Rashi said, no, it's a more general question of who's considered the Baal Bais. It's all Baal Bais business a little unclear here. Because no one's really Chayiv Min HaTorah in this Chametz. So maybe we should look to Mezuzah for analogy. And then we said, nah, Mezuzah is unique. Mezuzah has a Mezuzah Chovas Hadar. There's a reason why specifically the Chiv Mezuzah should be built primarily around the socher, because he's the dar, he has the shmira, and the hagdar of the chiv mezuzah has to do with who's living there, bi asacha. So what was the maskana? So the maskana is what? Maskana was with mesiris mavteches. It depends when the mesiris mavteches happens. So let's take a look at Rashi and Tosfos. Mesiris mavteach, Nachman, the Gemara said, a brisa, maskar by zechadero. If mesiras mavteches happened on Yud Gimel, so the socher has to do the bedika. But if mesiras mavteches only happened on Yudalin already began before the keys were handed over. Mesiras mavteches before the mavteches were the keys hand over masker to socher. So then it's the masker's game. Why does this matter? So says Rashi. Rashi is very upfront. Mesiras mavteches. Take a look, Rabbi Yosef. In the halfway down the wide lines on Davdal and Alf, Mesiras Mafteches Hu Kinyan Aschirus. That's what creates the Schirus. That's the Kinyan. Imad Shalom Maser Mafteach Nichnas Leil Yudalid. If before he handed over the keys, the night of the 14th already came. In other words, you only hand over the keys on the 14th. Then Chala. Chala is lashon nekeva, feminine for chal. Chala chovas habedika al hamaskir. The chiv bedika is ready chal on the landlord. Why? Shadayin hired to brishusa. It was still in his rishus. What means still in his rishus? He hadn't completed the schirus yet. The kinyan haschirus, the actual rental only occurred on your dollar because you hadn't yet handed over the keys. Even though on the day of the 14th you did hand over the keys, it's very nice. You handed over the keys and began the formal rental 8 o'clock in the morning, Erev Pesach, or even 10 o'clock at night, Erev Pesach. That's very nice. But at 6 o'clock, at 6:30, when the Chiyuv Bedika happened, it was still Shel HaMaskir. That is what Rashi says. Tosus, so as Rashi defines Mesiras Mafteches, I mean, we know what the words mean, it means handing over the keys, but Rashi explains the significance of Mesiras Mafteches, that is the Kinyan. But we already saw something, you know, David had quoted, a Mishnah, which gets us wondering. And Tosus is about to jump in. We'll unwrap this step by step. Take a look at Tosus. Dimaschel Im, before we're looking at Dimaschel Al, now look at Dir Maschel Im, the last Tosfos Dav Dalmanov. Pirish Im Mishamaser Mafteach. Pirish Rashi. Rashi says, "Why does Mesiras Mafteches matter? The Mesiras Mafteches Kona. That is the Kinyan Schiras. That's what creates the rental. That's what gives the renter, the tenant, not full ownership. Obviously, he's not buying, but he gets up his partial ownership status as a renter. And the Rashi's great grandson, Rabbeinu Yitzchak of Dampier. Great-grandson of Rashi, nephew of Rashi's grandson, Rabbeinu Tam, and one of the prime Talmidim of Rabbeinu Tam, Ein Nira L'Ri, the Ri says, that's very, what the Elter Zeder said, when Rashi said, that's very difficult. How are you talking? How could you say this? What, Mesiras Mafteches is the king in Sechiras? He says, you know, and I know the mission in Kiddushin that we mentioned before, I think it's Daf Chavav, maybe, in Kiddushin, in the second half of the first paragraph of Kiddushin, that karka, the kinyane karka, are kesef, shtar, and chazaka. Those are primary kinyane karka. That's to buy, to acquire ownership of karka. How about a rental? So the Ri says, we have a gemara also in Meruba, later in the seventh paragraph of Bava Kama, Ayin Tes, Geshem Shekarka, Tosis quotes it right here, Geshem Shekarka niknis because of uvishtar v'chazaka, kach schirus karka nikne bekesef b'shtar v'chazaka. The Gemara says, just as the kinyanim to buy land, to sell land, or to give as a gift, to transfer, or land ownership is transferred with kesef or shtar or chazaka, so too, rental on karka is created through kesef, shtar, or chazaka. So it says, the Tosa says, it's a Gemara. The low amri and the mehani mesiras hamafteach el kaman da amar lechazeku kni. Kedayin ba'apara says mesiras mafteach. That's pashta. Just giving you the key is probably not a kinyan, neither to buy nor therefore to rent. Once you have the Gemara's equation that those kinyanim which work to transfer ownership are those kinyanim which work to create to close the rental. He says, if I give you the key, I tell you, go lock the door, and you go ahead and you lock the door, so that might be a form of chazaka. We mentioned before, right? These three kinyanim, kesef means paying part or all of the purchase price, at least a first installment. Shtar, again, is handing over the seller or the landlord, gives the buyer or the renter a shtar that says that he's transferring the property. And chazaka means that the buyer or the renter would move in the sense of doing something to improve. The Gemara's examples are no'al gadar uparatz. The classic example, it's not an exhaustive list, but the classic examples of chazaka, you're doing something to prove the property, is you lock the door or you lock the gate. No'al, or gadar, you build a fence, or parat, you made a break in the fence to create a new doorway. You do something to improve, secure or improve the property. So if I give you the key, and I say, go ahead, lock the door as a new owner, go ahead and lock the door as a new tenant. So when you go ahead and lock it, that'll be no'al. But again, if we're doing Mesiris Maftechus right outside of the house, I give you the Maftech and you go ahead, you lock the door, or unlock the door, as the case may be. But will unlocking the door be a chazaka? Mm-hmm. Question. And also, Mesiris Maftechus could be in Dallas, and maybe the property itself is in Houston or in Austin. So the moment of Mesiris Maftechus is not the same as the moment when you actually are no-el, you actually use the key to lock the door. The Tosa says, Mesiris Maftechus is not a kinyan. It's not. Just handing over the key is a first, is enabling you to do a chazaka. But handing over the key is not itself a chazaka. So the Rishon says, Holy Great Grandfather Rashi, I understand what you're saying. Mesiris Maftechus, how is that a kinyan schiris? So what is it? What taka is it? It says the Ri, Mefarish Ri. This could be a case where he gave him the key, but he didn't do a chazaka. In other words, I gave you the key. You have a house in the suburbs that I'm renting for the course of Pesach. So we meet the afternoon of Yud Gimel, or the night of Yud Daled, and you hand me the key. But I'm only planning to show up later tonight or tomorrow. I'm not going right away to lock the door, if the door is unlocked. So I'm not doing a chazaka right now. All you're doing is you're giving me the key. So the Rishon says, Misha yesh biyado mafteach, it's not. Rashi thought, Mafteach mafteach is mamash, that's the kinyan. Rito says, nah, it's not the kinyan. It's just that, Misha yesh biyado mafteach, whoever has the key, kishachal yudalit, chayiv levdok. Whoever has the key has the chiyuv bedika. Why? Also, shame beyond mafteach. Eich yikanes v'yivdok. It's just a matter of practicality. It's not the mesiris mafteches. Rashi thought the mesiris mafteches actually has relevance in choshen mishpat. Rashi thought it actually has relevance in dini mamonis. That the mesiris mafteches is actually the kinyan haschiris. Tosa says no, it's not. Tosa says it's not the kinyan haschiris. So it's just this is not dinim ominous. It's just Easter v'hector. It's just question of a local shaylin hilchos b'dikas chametz. In order to get to do b'dikas chametz, you know what you need? You need the key so you can get to the house and check. I can't do b'dikas chametz in your house if I can't get into your house. So Rashi saw this as sort of like a global issue of ownership and the rent. When did the rental begin? So says this is not about when the rental began. The rental began when the rental began. Tos doesn't take a stand when the rental began. Tos says, but just a question of who has access. Chazal only going to be mechayiv in b'dikas chametz, that Jew who has the capacity to do b'dikas chametz. So if I have the key, I can get in. If you have the key, you can get in. Who had the keys when the chiyuv b'dikas chametz began? That is the answer. In other words, maybe the key of schiris only took place tomorrow. But you already gave me the keys. Okay. If you already gave me the keys to the renter, so then it's obviously it's my chiyuv b'dikas chametz. If you didn't yet give me the keys, it's your chiyuv b'dikas chametz. Whoever has access at the moment of Leil Yudalid is the one who is mechuyev. He is the one who is mechuyev. Now, let's process this a little bit. Remember, we originally had we're beginning to understand when we think about the maskana, right? What were our kashas before? Now we want to know, why does Messias Matechas matter? What's the svara for the maskana? Can we start with Chamir Didei versus Isur B'Shus Akai? So what's the maskana? Messias Matechas. So Rashi said, the way we sort of intuitively, I think, read the Gemara last week, which is Messias Matechas means, when was the Schiris Chal? And Messias Matechas is a fancy way of saying Hascholas Haschiris. When did the Schiris legally begin? Because Messias Matechas, Rashi says, is a kinyan for Schiris. So whoever, if the rental already began before Leli Dalts, and then it's a Socher Schir. If not, it's a Maskir Schir. That is Rashi's approach. In other words, the question is, upon whom were Chazal Mechayev to do the Bdikas Chametz? Is this by Rabbi Matzei Drabanan problem? So the answer is, whoever is the Baal HaSpace, whoever is the Baal HaRishos, come Leil Yudalid. Was Messias Matechas happened yet or not? Taisa said, no. It has nothing to do with when the Schiris occurred. It has to do with who had access. Now, okay, so we're beginning to understand the lumdus of the maskana. Either it's a question of whether the schiras began, or it's a question just of access, which is sort of a looser concept. And let's think about the other kasha we had, Rabbi say, and had that play out with Rashi and Tezus. The other kasha we had was a kasha seifa l'resha. And we were bothered. The Gemara originally asked a maskir b'yudalad. But the Gemara seems to be talking in the maskana about both maskir b'yudalad and maskir b'yudgimel. Right? If Messias Matechas occurred before yudalad, that's really maskir b'yudgimel. No? As the original Gemara Rishai was maskir b'yudalad. So what's the answer to that? So according to Rashi, the answer is maskir b'yudalad ala maskir livduk. Right? If Messias Matechas happened before Leil Yudal, that's not Maskir B'Yudal, that's Maskir B'Yudgimel. When did the rental happen? Right? Whereas according to Tosfos, no, it could be the rental does occur in Yudal. As he said, Lo Hechazik, I handed you the keys the afternoon of Yudgimel, but we met at your office in the city. You handed me the keys 2 hours before Shkia, the afternoon of the 13th. But I'm not going to get to the property until 10 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock in the morning. You're dalid. And this kinyan aschir is to only occur when I actually lock the door using the key. Maybe. Right? So the schiris is on your dalid. The rental legally, dinimamanus, the rental choshemish, but the rental begin your dalid. But if I already had the keys the afternoon of your gimel, so then I already, if the socher is because I have access, I have the ability to the mitzvah, Chazal imposed the mitzvah of Bdikas Chametz on me. So the truth is, if you think about it, which approach is simpler in terms of plugging the seifa back into the resha? In other words, according to whom is the entire maskana dealing with the shaila, original shaila of maskir b'yudalad? Rashi, Tosas, both, neither. What do you say, Chaver? Nachama, the second kasha that we had on the when we first learned the maskana sasugya, that it seems like the maskana is broadening beyond the range of the original shai. Original shai was maskir b'yudalad. What's the maskana? Is the maskana only about maskir b'yudalad? The truth is, according to Tosfos, yes. According to Tosfos, it's not. It's very smooth. The schiris could be ischal b'yudalad. Mesiris Mavteches is not the Schiris. Mesiris Mavteches is the access. That's what Tosa said. The Ri was explicit about that. So that's very geschmack. According to Rashi, though, we have a little bit of a problem. It's can't say it's a kasha, but it's a little sticky. The Gemara sort of broadening the maskana was like I gave the mashal this morning. And if I ask you what's your favorite dessert, and you should respond by telling me tiramisu cake, right, or chocolate unto death, or pistachio ice cream, whatever your favorite dessert is. If I ask you what's your favorite dessert, and you say, well, I like my steaks medium rare, and my favorite sushi is spicy mock crab, and my favorite dessert is tiramisu. I said, that's a little bit of a problem. You're answering more than I asked. Now, obviously, in that particular scenario, you're also implying that I should not only be buying you, treating you to dessert, I should be treating you to a steak also. That's more, I was planning to spend $15 on dessert, not $50 or $80 on a whole meal. But more than that is because you're answering more than I asked. So for Rashi, it's a little bit funny because the Shia was only Masker B'Yudalad. The response was, oh, well, if Mesiris Mavteches happened B'Yudalad, namely Masker B'Yudalad, oh, then the din is Allah Masker L'Vdok. But if Mesiris Mavteches happened B'Yudgimel, then Allah Socher L'Vdok. That wasn't even the Gemara Shaila. We're never asked about Masker B'Yudgimel. So that's a bit of a difficulty with Rashi. Who else has that problem, Rabosai? So you saw amongst the Sfardim, that seems to be perhaps an issue between the Rambam and the Rif. We have only a couple of moments left. So let's at least take a peek at that. The Rambam and the Rif are usually aligned. The Rambam was a great grand Talmud of the Rif. Rambam's father, Reino Maimon, was the Talmud of the Ri Magash, who in turn was the premier, according to the Rambam, premier Talmud of the Rif. So the Rambam was a great-grand Talmud, intellectual great-grandson, so to speak, of the Rif. So nine times out of 100, the Rambam is lined up with the Rif, but he's not mechuyev to always line up with the Rif. And there does seem to be a very similar language, but a subtle difference. If you compare the Rambam, you find the Rambam, as I pointed out, the Maror Makom is Hacha. I don't have to tell you where to look. You know where to look. You look in the Emish Ben Mitzvah here in Os Tes, and they tell you to find the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Yuches, the second class Halacha in Perek Beis. And you look in the Rif here on the bottom of Aleph Amid Beis Bedap Rif, and it's almost identical. Hamasker Beis Halacha, there says the Rambam, I rent you my house. So the Magid Mishnah says, oh, that's the language of the Braisa. That's the language of the Braisa. Now the thing, you look at the Rif, it's almost identical. It looks like it is identical. Until you notice, now the Rif, his job is to cut out the Shaka Vatari. He wants to give you the Halacha L'maisa of the Maskana of the Sugya. So he has almost identical language, except he adds two words. Which two words does he add? Let's see what's coming in the chat. Which two words does the Rif add, Rabbi Yisai? Barbo Osar. He doesn't just say, the Rambam just said, Hamaski Bayis al Chaveiro. That was Rambam's description of the case, and then he gave version A, version B. A subcase one, subcase two, when did was Mesiris Mavteches occur? The Rif said Masker Bayis al Chaveiro be'arba asar. Mesiris Mavteches b'yudgimel b'yudalad. The Rif has the words b'arba asar. The Rambam does not. Which sort of highlights that kasha against Rashi. How can you say Masker Bayis al Chaveiro b'yudalad includes both Mesiris Mavteches b'yudalad and Mesiris Mavteches b'yudgimel? What do you mean? Mesiris Mavteches b'yudgimel, that's Masker b'yudgimel. No. Or not. The Rambam left it out. So at first glance, it looks like the Rambam is really understanding the Gemara Rashi did. That ultimately the Maskana covers more than the Havamina. Whereas the Rif is comfortable putting together the first line, the last line of the Gemara, because he understands that both Mesiris, even Mesiris Mavteches B'Yud Gimel, is still a case of Maskir Be Yud Dalid. And in fact, that's what the Ran says Beferish on the Rif. Lav la Memra. Dimasiris Mavteach Kona. That's not the Kenyan. That's not the Kenyan. The King quotes the same Gemara that they requoted a century or two before the Ran. The Kenyan is a Kesef Shtar Chazaka. So is it really a Machlokas Rif and Rambam? At first glance, it looks like it. The Lemaskana, though, there probably is not. Number one, the Magen Mishnah makes a three-word comment, which might be a Teretz Rashi also. Braisa kilashona sham. The Magen Mishnah says the Rambam is quoting a braisa verbatim kilashona, which is a great point. The Maskar of the Gemara, Rabbi Menachem Bar Yitzchak, the Amora, wasn't giving his own language in answering the Talmidim who asked him the Shaila. He said, Tanina, you have a Shav Maskir B'Yudal? The answer is, here's a Braisa. And the Braisa did not use the language of Maskir B'Yudal. Braisa just said, HaMaskir B'Yudal Zachavero. The Rambam, as the Magen Mishnah subtly but clearly points out, the Rambam is exactly quoting the Braisa. That's it. He's not even quoting the Bo'amine. The Rif is trying to summarize the whole Gemara. So he quotes the Bo'amine, Maskir B'Yudal, B'Yudalid, and then gives the language of the Braisa in response. The Rambam is just quoting the language of the Braisa. That's all he's giving you. He's skipping the Shaila. So there may not necessarily be a machlokas between the Rif and the Rambam. That's one key point here. It's a question of what you quote, which also gets you thinking, maybe that's the answer for Rashi too. The Rashi could say, yeah, Nachman Yitzchak said, you raised a good child. The truth is, I have a Braisa that discusses even more. If Nachman Yitzchak was formulating his own answer in his own language, he should have answered the question asked. But he's not. He's saying, I have a Braisa to answer your Shaila. So the fact that the Braisa is broader, going back to that mushal we gave before, you ask me what's my favorite dessert. So if I on the spot start telling you everything that I like, not just dessert, that's odd. But if I have a little card that has all my food preferences, well, it's a little odd to have a card that has all my food preferences, but leaving that aside, I take out a card and I hand it to you. I hand you because one line there tells you about dessert. But there are other things on the card also. So Rabbi Yitzchak is quoting a Braisa. So the fact that the Braisa covers even more, has a broader range than the original Shaila, that's not necessarily problematic. And then there's one last point, which is language that the Ran has, which is that Maskir B'Yudalid might mean Letzorech Yudalid. That's what he says. Maskir B'Yudalid means Letzorech Yudalid. That's the opening words of the Ran. Which means, as you read both the Ran and the Magen Mishnah, what they say is, they're talking about a case where you already did do the Kenyan. Where you already did do the Kenyan. And the Ran says that the only time the socher is chayv was when the combination of two items, that it is birshu so, he did do the kinyan already, and he has the keys. That's what the Ran and the Magen Mishnah appear to learn. That's not the same as Tosas. Tosas says that it only depends on access. It only depends. Tosas, as we saw before, appears to say you're talking even about a case where the schiras happens later in Yudalid. I'll take the key, I'll do a chazaka later. Tosas thinks it only depends on access. ownership is irrelevant. And that, Rabosa, is Tosus Lishitasam. This really has nothing to do with the ownership at all. It doesn't do it by Bayalei Matzei. It's all about Siyag Tachila. It's all only about access. Who has access at the moment of the big of Orlar Basa? If I have the keys, you gave me the keys already. Doesn't matter whether I rented it or not yet. You gave me the keys, and obviously I'm the one who's going to be there over the course of Pesach, then it's on me. For Tosus, it's only access. For the Ran and the Magid Mishnah, it's really a combination. And for Rashi, it really has to do only with the Kenyan. So that's really the way the three Shitos in the Sugya line up. And that seems to correspond also to the approaches to where Bedika falls in terms of Bali Ra, Bali Matzah. Rabbi Yisrael Yashar Koyach.